Joining me now on the September edition of Our Town, Andy Griskowiak, superintendent of Siuslaw Schools. And next week is the big week. Things not really back to normal, but back to in-school classes.
Correct. Yes, we're going to be back on the buses and back in class.
How's the busing thing going to work? Are you going to have to socially distance, or is it going to be mask and socially distance?
No, we're on the bus in masks, regular routes, regular times. Again, we'll just have some windows open the bus to increase some circulation. But for the time we're on the buses, as long as students are in masks, we're fine.
Now, of course, you know, we've heard about the new mandates and all that stuff, but we still saw, you know, with the football team, a couple of positive tests. Mapleton also had a positive test in their football program. I'm not sure if it was a student or not. Is there concern that, you know, with this Delta variant, that there might be some issues, you know, the first couple of weeks, or are you going to just take it day by day?
Right now, we're going to take it day by day, but with the way the numbers are rolling across the county, chances are we're going to have a case or two. But again, if students and staff are in masks and we maintain the best distance we can between kids in the classrooms, there's going to be no need for students to go into isolation, right? Because again, in a classroom setting, as long as students are in a mask, there's no need for them to isolate. It's when we have situations in sports where students are close contacts and without a mask that the investigative guidelines say they're into quarantine, especially for the unvaccinated people.
Now, are classes going to be full size as well? Just like on the bus, are they?
Yes, they are. Yes. There's no restriction as to class size for a room limit. But again, we're going to keep the maximum distance we can based on spacing there. And, you know, and over the last few years, teachers have made requests for flexible seating for, you know, tables instead of desks. And every time we have tables in those rooms, those are 5 or 6 foot tables. So that puts kids obviously sharing a table less than 6 feet. So we'll have some, acrylic dividers that we'll put in the middle to create a mitigation barrier between kids at the same table.
Now, obviously, we're hearing from parents who aren't thrilled about the mask mandate, and they want to have a discussion on that. And you had mentioned in an email that you had sent out a while back about the potential for severe penalties. And I guess that's taken out of the – do they take that out of the budget when they penalize you?
Or yes, that would be coming from the state, coming out of your state general budget. Because the penalty phase from this comes from OHA, just for the $500 for noncompliance. Then it kind of ramps up when OSHA does their secondary investigation, because OSHA will take it then as a worksite issue, and that can run up another $12,000 or $13,000 per incident, and then there's multiple incidents, and then it just kind of multiplies from there.
Now, obviously, I think a lot of people probably would love to see school go back to normal, and I think that even the school district would like to have a certain amount of autonomy. But the safety practices that they're putting out there now, do you feel like this is the right direction that they're going with that?
It is. And again, right now, really what we're obligated to is masks and some physical distancing, and that's really it. And that's during the school day in the classroom. Athletics is voluntary, and we have some flexibility in there. When kids go outside for recess, or we're going on a field trip, or if we're outside for PE and we can maintain some physical distance, masks can come off. It's when we're when we're outside and we're in tight quarters, then people have to mask up again. But we have much more flexibility than we've had in the past, and the mask mandate's on a 30-day review. And so every 30 days, as the numbers change for the health status in the county, you know, we can get back to a point where it may not be necessary.
Well, and I already noticed today there was a dip reported by Lane County. We don't know what the numbers are going to be for Florence necessarily or that. But I noticed, I don't know if it was in a letter from the school or if it was somewhere else I saw it, but they mentioned the idea of mask breaks. Is that something that Siuslaw School is going to partake in?
Yes. Again, okay. Especially with the younger students. When they go out on recess, when they go out on break, then get outside, stretch your legs, go out on the blacktop for a while, kids get out, get some space, take their mask off. That's fine.
But there won't be like an additional time during the day where you do that, or will there?
There will, again, because, yeah, we kids get up and they take a scheduled break anyways, not just the regular recess playtime. Kids got to get up and take a breather anyways and just kind of take a stretch walk.
I vaguely remember those days.
Yes.
When I was that young and needed to get squirmy in the desk.
Right. Again, we do that anyways, and kids got to go out, you know, just take a loop around the building just to wake up their brains and get off, you know, kind of get the blood flowing again, and we'll make an extra loop outside. And
now, this is a real catch-22. You're darned if you do, darned if you don't. What do you want to say to parents who really want to be heard on this issue of the mask mandate and things like that? I mean, because obviously, you know, I mean, I don't think there's any bad people here. There's just way differences in opinion on how things flush out.
Well, again, I think part of this is, again, we're bound by law in this. You know, the district is derived from the Oregon Constitution. Everything follows from that, following the law. And really, where the conversation needs to be directed at is at the state level first. And then knowing that this is a 30-day rollover for review, that's going to happen. But we need to get school up and running first. That's the most important thing, getting kids on campus and making sure that we can have kids in the most normal school day possible each and every day. That's got to be the first goal.
When I talked to Jason Davis with Lane County Public Health, and he says he believes that, you know, even as early as next week, you might start seeing the dip and, you know, lower rates of infection and stuff like that as more people get vaccinated, as more people have COVID-19, which would mean maybe the 30-day review might give you a different result at the end of that versus being more restrictive?
It's a possibility. I'm not going to give you a date and give anybody right. false hope. But again, I've been tracking this since July, and we had some high school-age kid numbers in July. It's tailing off a little bit in August. If it runs down through September, yeah, October, November, things could be different.
So I guess the one of the things you might say to parents is be patient.
I mean, absolutely. Right. Yeah. And again, I think part of this is that, you know, rights and freedoms, we've got responsibilities and obligations too. There's a balance here, and we're not just worried. I'm not necessarily worried about my rights, but again, I also have obligations as a citizen of the community. That's part of this. We've got to be looking out for each other and not just what I want to do right now.
Right.
And again, I think that's a bigger part of, I think, the social contract that we share with each other, just living in a community.
So how are things setting up with the new principal and everything? How's Mike Hawkerold doing? Is things looking good? Everybody kind of in gear, ready for this to happen next
yes,
week?
Yes, we are. We're in good shape across the board. Again, it's been a blitz the last couple of weeks, getting things tied together for schedules across the board. Ms. Fuller doing great at the elementary school. We got Mr. Hawkerold doing great at the high school, and Ms. Morrell's got things rolling at the middle school.
And you've had some change in staffing over the summer, and that some new folks in place, some long-term folks. I know the Mosiers have left and went on to different things. Have you got a new person in place for the counseling and stuff like that?
Yes. So Mr. Orr is taking over, and he's working with Mrs. Osborne at the high school. Mrs. Anderson is joining us from Mapleton, and she's working at the middle school with Mrs. Rowe. And then we have a new counselor joining us at the elementary school, Mrs. Steiting, working with Mrs. Bittner.
Now, when you say from Mapleton, are you talking about from Mapleton School?
From Mapleton School, yes.
How's Jody feel about that?
Well, let's put it this way. Next time we have a superintendent meeting, I owe her a large iced tea.
Well, wait. That's a great deal. I mean, a large iced tea.
Yeah, well, I'm getting off cheap.
Yeah. So school starts you have orientation on Tuesday.
We have orientation on Tuesday the 7th, and then we have everybody grades 1 through 12 on Wednesday the 8th. The 7th and the 8th, the kindergartners are doing their orientation meetings with parents, and so that means the first official day for kindergartners will be Thursday the 9th.
Are there any new programs or new classes that are being developed for this year or maybe the upcoming year?
Well, we brought back the freshman success program. All the freshmen will have a ninth grade. Basically, it's a ninth grade study skills success program across the board. And off the top of my head right now, that, I mean, that's as far as the master schedule I've got memorized today.
Yeah.
But again, that's a good new introductory or revision piece, bringing that back.
That's good. Now, I'm trying to think of the skilled portion of school, my mind just went blank all of a sudden. Talking about
career technical ed?
Yeah, career technical ed. How's that looking?
We're in really good shape. We've got a new health occupations teacher. Mrs. Mann is joining us. She's coming over from the hospital. We've got a new construction and wood teacher. Mr. Garcia is coming in from industry right now. And we've got all our other returning teachers for computers, business, culinary, metals, auto.
So it's all looking pretty good so far.
Yeah,
then.
We're in good shape.
Anything else you want to touch on before we go today? I mean, is there anything that you can think of that you just want to get some information out there?
Again, we want to hit school. We want to hit the ground running. And again, masks are a minor inconvenience, making sure people stay healthy and kids get the best education possible with a teacher in the classroom every single day.
And I'm sure the teachers and the students will all be happy to be back in there after this.
Again, that was the best part of last year was getting kids back on campus. And just, you know, again, making those connections with kids kids with teachers.
I know the kids with kids is a very important aspect of that. But I'm sure the teachers were feeling it too last year.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. When the kids hit campus, all of the anxiety went away.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully no anxiety this school year, and maybe we'll get through this COVID thing once and for all. Thank you.
I hope so, too. All right.
Andy Riskowiak, Superintendent of Schools, Sayus Law. Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you.
That's our September edition of Our Town. Tune in next month, and we'll do it over again with different people.